Record.
Hi, thank you for joining me. I'm Peggy Van de Plage. I'm the founder of Microdose Diet. If you're here, it's because you're interested in our product, our microdosing product, the Brain Power Microdose. You're going to be very excited to learn more about the product, but also how to use it. So let's start with the product by itself. So it is called, as I mentioned, the Brain Power Microdose, and it has been developed in collaboration with a clinic on the West Coast of Canada. And the brain behind this product is recognized as one of the best researchers and product formulators in the dietary supplement and natural health product industry. He has actually been dubbed the supplement godfather because of his in-depth knowledge and ability to continually develop new and exciting health products. So over the past 20 years, he has formulated hundreds of different products being sold around the world. So the Brain Power microdose ingredients come from the most trusted and high-quality sources available. And the optimal combination of psilocybin for 100 milligram, lion's mane for 100 milligram, green tea leaf extract for 100 milligram, ginger root for 50 milligram, and niacin for 50 milligram help support memory, mental focus, stamina, cognitive health, mood, and brain functions, while actually relieving symptoms of stress and anxiety. So I've been using the product myself, and my productivity has literally skyrocketed. And it has also turbocharged my creativity, my social interactions, and also my confidence. So it has really, really been a total game changer. And I mean, I'm no microdosing novice. I've been trying many products and for quite some time now. So if you try that product, and if you're watching that video, you might have already bought it. You're going to see tremendous results. It's high quality product. So how do you use it? That's something you're going to be interested in knowing. I spoke quite a bit on that. I wrote quite a bit on that, but it's very important that I go through that once again. So there are three main regimens that exist when you microdose. The first one is to take a cap every 3 days. The second is to take a cap every other day. And the third is to take a cap from Monday to Friday, and you have a break obviously during the weekend. So I recommend starting with the first regimen, which is one cap every 3 days for 3 weeks, then increasing to one cap every other day. You can opt to stick with one cap every other day or to increase to one cap from Monday to Friday. If you choose to increase to one cap from Monday to Friday, please, for 3 weeks before that, do the second regimen of one cap every other day. So it is really up to you to decide what you want to do, if you want to graduate to the third regimen or not. I personally enjoy testing the three different regimens because it gave me different data points to really compare my progress, but it is up to you. You don't have to go one way or the other. Some people even just take one cap every 3 days for their entire life, kind of a microdoser. So ideally, you'll take your microdose in the morning on an empty stomach. But if you'd rather take it with food, you know, go ahead. There's no contraindication here. As mentioned many times, you will not have any physical sensations when taking the Brain Power microdose. The rewiring and upgrading is happening in the background. There is no eye and no jittery needed for this rewiring of your brain. So please refrain from increasing the dosage. One cap is the right amount. You can alternate the frequency between the three regimens, but do keep the same dosage, please. So now I want to speak about a few approaches that will help you get even more of your microdosing regimen. And that's really the protocol that I call the microdose diet, which is not just microdosing. It's really a combination of tools that really, really gonna turbocharge the value, sorry, from the microdosing. So the first thing is the intention. And I wrote already a newsletter and I recorded a podcast on that. And I'll put the link if you're interested in that. But in essence, an intention refers to the purpose guiding a specific action. So it's a conscious decision to engage in a particular behavior with an anticipated outcome in mind. So intention really encompasses the motivations and the cognitive processes behind your actions. So when embarking on microdosing, please establish an intention. The act of microdosing is driven by your purpose. It might be enhance your mental wellness, it can be overall well-being, increase productivity, mood enhancement, improve focus. There are so many benefits. Your intention might be different from your friend, your neighbor, your family members with microdosing. So your intention really serves as your underlying reason for microdosing. So during the microdosing process, when you take your cap, consciously recall your intention. Don't just mindlessly inhale your cap. Takes 1 second to connect to your intention of why you're doing it. And if you want, you can also consider engaging in a brief visualization of the positive changes you anticipate once your intention comes to fruition. So by maintaining a clear intention, you guide your attention towards the desired outcome. So you're really aligning your focus with your aspirations. So it is very important if you can do that when you take your cap, takes absolutely 1 second and it makes you present in the process and it will improve the quality of your results. The second thing that I want to mention is clean and clear. And that also is going to improve the results you're going to see with the BrainPower microdose. So the first thing is about detoxing your body. And if you could gradually reduce your consumption of alcohol, tobacco, recreational drugs, sugar, high-processed foods, meat, and so on, while simultaneously boosting your hydration, increasing your herbal tea drinking, dry brushing, going for lymphatic massage, all these things, like a regular exercise, basically we want to, detox. So remove the things that don't bring you the best quality chemicals, for example, in your body and bring better things. So that would be very helpful as you microdose. I also want you to clear your mind. And that can be through mindful approach to to-do list, emails, schedules management, social media, and television. So if you can basically prioritize the activities that contribute positively to your well-being and minimize those that do not, that will really also help clear your mind and optimize the results from your microdosing. Another thing that would be ideal would be to clear your space. If you could now get rid of everything that doesn't serve you, old magazines, old newspapers, old books, old clothes, anyway, all this great stuff, decluttering really serves as a powerful means to break free from stagnation. And we want to carve out space for fresh opportunities. That's why I'm asking you, to clear your space. Clear your mind, clear your body, because that creates more space for your creativity, new opportunities, and great possibilities to come into your life. And the fourth thing I want to do in that area is to upgrade your language. Steer clear of negative exaggerations, eliminate strong negative figure of speech, abandon the habit of engaging in complaint faced. So really opt for positivity and watch out how it really transform your outlook. So that as you microdose is going to really, really, really help as well. Get more creativity, more positive outlook, more productivity. One of the practice I would really like you to engage on is journaling. I really, really embrace you to I really encourage you to embrace journaling simply because it has many benefits on mental and physical health. Even if you do 5 minutes a day of journaling, it will create significant value for you and your process. So it's going to aid you to achieve your goal, to enhance your critical thinking, to foster creativity. But it also has benefits on your body, like lowering blood pressure and reducing stress. It really helps you shift perspective. So combined with a brain power microdose, journaling helps you rewire your brain, calm your body, master your emotions, and increase your energy. So would really, really recommend if you could journal just 5 minutes a day. End of the day, it's a good way to, wind down before going to bed. Another practice I would like you to engage on is a tapping meditation. And tapping involves actually stimulating meridian points. So, you're just tapping on your meridian, very easy. You can find tons of YouTube videos. I wrote a lot about it. I film videos as well. You can go on my YouTube channel. And that really helps to address emotional and physical issues because it really restores balance in your brain. So it interrupts the patterns of thoughts and it really disconnects the connection between your brain and your body and it removes negative charge. So research actually indicates that you can have a 43% reduction in cortisol levels through tapping. So that's massive. And it's extremely beneficial to manage daily stressors, but also address limiting belief. So it has been for me a game changer to improve my own relationship with money, actually. Tapping has really, really helped me. And combined with microdosing, the transformative power is greatly enhanced. So by uniting journaling, tapping, the brain power microdose, you will really witness amazing, amazing improvements on various aspects of your life and career. So now you have a guide to microdose, you know what regimen. You have a guide to the microdose diet, with the idea of combining journaling, but also tapping meditation. The microdose diet is 90 days. It's a very, very detailed protocol. You can actually pre-order the book if you're interested. I'm going to also have an online course. So it is obviously way more complete. But if you want to have a do-it-yourself approach and really get the most of your brain power microdose, I would really encourage you to have these different protocols around the microdosing. And the benefits you will see actually from microdosing as the, and this entire process is, I mean, totally worth it. Increased creativity, improved emotional well-being, increased sense of connection with yourself and others, improved mental flexibility. You'll have more empathy, more compassion, an improved sense of purpose. I mean, the focus, the productivity, I mentioned that already. You're going to really, really, really see massive, massive benefits from this practice. So I really encourage you to be mindful about it because you can really get tremendous results by combining all of that. I also want to congratulate you for taking that decision. I totally realize that it is not a conventional decision, but I assume you want extraordinary results. So extraordinary results usually come with unconventional decisions. So otherwise everyone would be doing it and it wouldn't be extraordinary. So thank you so much again for watching this video. If you have ordered the Brain Power Microdose, please send us your feedbacks. I want to hear, what you're thinking about the product, what you felt, and I really, really congratulate you to go in that direction. So thank you again for your trust. Thank you for watching, and I'm really, really wishing you the best. I know you're going to enjoy the process. Bye. Thank you.